When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look junky as fuck.
Wait, hold on. Let me. Does it?
No, it's okay. I mean, I don't need to see that well. It's fine. Screen okay. Look junky.
I mean, this phone's brand new. Like, what is going on?
You know what it is? It's the California wildfires. That's what it is.
It gotta be. Okay, cute. Because I get the light out of here. Cute.
I was literally just checking Instagram. Because I haven't really been on that much in the past couple days, but the first thing I saw was not you with the almond tip, with the ombre sunset French tip nails. Yeah, that's the first thing I saw was your manicure.
Almond tip
with the ombre
sunset. Getting the BBL next. Like it's on.
BBL behavior is my absolute favorite TikTok trend. It hits. You know that song? She got flirted, but I guess she like, there you go, you get big. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
That BBL so culture is everything.
Everything.
Right.
Everything.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get
but
in on it.
But it's funny because someone actually put it into like form, and it's something that's like a concept in a cloud that we have known forever that this is how a BBL girl eats.
Oh my God. That when she was at the bodega talking about at me, they used Apple Pay, I was dead. I was like, I know this girl and
that's
love her.
Absolutely my behavior for the rest of the summer is I'm not leaving the house with anything more than Apple Pay and my phone. That's it. Everyone else can buy me everything. If Apple Pay don't hit, you can figure it out. It is what it is. For anyone that doesn't know, BBL behavior is, BBL is a Brazilian butt lift.
Right.
Insanely popular right now. I don't know.
You can get a skinny BBL as well if you're not actually a fat person, which I didn't know until recently.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always fat you can take from other parts of your body and suck it, put it into your... Welcome everyone to the B-list. The BBL list.
The BBL list.
Gossip girl.
I can't.
I'm back with one of our favorite guests ever for the bajillion time. I don't even know. Jonathan Lawhorn.
Hi, friends. I'm back.
BBL enthusiast. Everyone's favorite friend of.
Yes,
Marlo's found dead in a ditch.
But like, maybe I'm Mia. Like, I don't know yet.
Yeah,
like, I'm trying to figure out who's messy and like matches my energy.
Your level of commitment, though, to most things, I don't see you ever signing up full time for a reality show. I see you being like, you're cool to just dip in and out of the trips. Like, you go on the vacation because it's free. You're like, oh, girls trip to Miami? Down.
I'm there.
And then you just
won't see me for the rest of the season.
First day of filming, where's Jonathan? I saw him going to the Fendi store in Bell Harbor. I don't know. He disappeared. Yeah.
Found a man.
On a yacht.
I'm off on a yacht. You bitches can't come because the cameras aren't allowed.
Like, I'll meet y'all back in Atlanta. I'm good. Don't worry.
I love that you're putting me on that franchise.
Yes.
Shady.
Yes. Okay, I'm not even going to hold you. First things first. I'm just going to right out the gate let you know something.
What?
I hate Brashawn. I don't like her. I think her energy is very All Lives Matter. She don't know how to fucking drink. She's messy. I don't like her.
Brashawn, her whole spirit is rotten to me. And it really tracks that she wears Hobby Lobby wigs. And I'm just like, I have no interest in this one.
And you know what especially hurts? She wasn't wrong about one thing she said about Sonia. When she said, you want to be a fucking clown. I said, oh my God. Wow, the way that, like, the way that I hit, mean, the way that it, I've been thinking
it
that.
Did. But like also Sonia is off limits for me because that's my bitch. So like I'm just kind of like, you don't get to talk crazy. We get to talk crazy about Sonia because we love her. So like that's different.
We'll get into all that.
Okay.
Right now, because I mean this season's fucking awful. I can't even believe you're watching it. You give me more sense than that.
I'm watching it. I'm watching it in clips because I refuse to give those bitches my time. Like, because what are they doing?
And you don't really like Ebony that much, do you?
I mean, it's weird because I feel like I'm like, it's some sort of betrayal for me not to like her. And I just don't.
We're supposed
We're supposed to, but it's like, girl, like, you're coming in hot with a bunch of bitches who have been this busy and delusional for this many seasons. Like, they're not interested. Like, I also don't need Luann to be in BLM. Like, I'm good. Like, I actually want Luann to be the way she is. Like, I like her that way.
You aren't showing up on a normal show, bitch. Like, you really, like, you're showing up on a show. Scratch that. You're showing up in Encino Man. You are you're thawing out a bunch of cave women in your bathtub.
The main one being Ramona.
And then just trying to talk to her about BLM.
Right. Like, it's not going to hit.
It's not going to hit. It's not going to stick. Like, they don't fucking care.
And like, it's weird that I was watching it and I was like, is something wrong with me that I'm like with the white women? Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm just like, literally like, bitch, stop talking. Like, I just really want you to stop. Like, it's a lot.
Not them indoctrinating you.
Oof. Right. Not me being a white man's whore from the gate. Like, I mean, I mean, you were just in fucking Candyland for white men's whores, so don't play with me.
Speaking of, did you hear the Texas Senate just voted to pass a bill that would remove a requirement for public school teachers to teach that the KKK is morally wrong? Like, this is an actual bill. Officially an end of days. The fact that we have the House, we have the White House, and this shit is happening. This is, we're done.
It's a wrap. Half the world's on fire, the other half's underwater. Like, I just, like, at this point, like,
I don't understand how half the, like, all the places that aren't underwater are on fire. If we could just swap them real quick.
We need the water. Like, why are y'all underwater?
But you know what? Like, that don't even make any sense because the water is on fucking fire in the middle of the ocean with the oil spill. Girl, bye. This shit is such a fucking crap. And then Jeff Bezos is up in space. Take me too. Talk about white man's whore. I'm a white man's whore.
Sending him. Like, thanking the factory workers for paying for it. I can't. That man is a fucking supervillain if I've ever seen one.
I buy Halloween costumes on fucking Amazon. Not so you can go to outer space, sir. Send his ass to Chromatica. How the fuck he gonna be in Chromatica before us? I fucking hate it here.
I'm like, just stay though. I was really hoping, like, I was really trying to link up with the Twitter witches and like make something malfunction, and it didn't happen.
Yeah. 2021 will really turn someone into a witch. Stevie's like, what is Stevie doing?
Stevie is extra.
Yeah, she's going through. We just got back from vacation.
Mm-hmm. I saw
Fire Island.
Uh-huh.
Mass. You know, we do annually. Annually, gotta go check out the mess from the eye of the middle of the storm. You want to hear about it?
I do, of course. I mean, I'm following enough of you bitches that I pieced it together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, let's get into P-Town first.
Oh, wait, you went? Did you go?
I did not. No. I was here. Yeah. They were fighting over pizza again.
At the same place?
Oh, it's saved as a highlight on my story. After this, go look on my story.
Wait, is this at place like, is always where it goes down?
Bumping. It's like the Max. It's like the Max on Saved by the Bell.
Like, it's it's
what is it? what's the one that Ramona loves?
Oh my God.
Baccarat?
But yes, it's fucking, it's Bagatelle. She likes
Bagatelle. Sorry, Baccarat.
It's Bagatelle. No, it's Bagatelle. It's literally like a place that's since closed since they started filming in it. Like,
yeah, it's like Elmo that. For the gay men. Elmo's for the gay men, but you know.
Not Elmo, bitch.
Don't sleep on Elmo, God. By the way, because the Martinis hit. When you come to New York next, we're going to Elmo. You know that's one of my favorites.
That mac and cheese hits. Like, you can't tell me shit. It's not
with
even
the blue cheese martini.
Properly. I can't. Look I'm here. Done.
Actually, I love how I said blue cheese martini. I mean blue cheese martinis, because you get like six and get carried out to Barracuda a block away.
Where it also gets cracking.
Yeah, they were breaking the glass the other day. That was also like literally the same day as the fight in P-Town. Someone went in there, just started picking up the lamps and throwing them at the bartenders.
Wait, in Barracuda?
Bitch, yes. They broke the glass of the front door.
Why? Was he on meth?
I wasn't there. Someone on one of the pets sent me all the photos in the rundown. And then the owner of Barracuda DM'd me. He's like, I own Barracuda. Yeah, it was crazy. Thank God no one was hurt. I was like, yeah, I guess. Thank God.
I own it. Keep reporting. I need you to my attendance. You're like, so you own it.
White man's whore.
That's my first thought. Like,
I need like, to, you doing? Know what? That's my step. I need to date a restaurateur. Restaurateur.
A restaurateur. Yeah, get you one. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, in New York?
Oh my God, everywhere.
You're not special if you own a...
You're really not. I mean, it's literally the same as working at a bank. Like, I don't care. Like, it's just but like, it means my shit's free. Like, that's all I care about.
Yeah. So they're fighting in P-Town over pizza. You know, you've never been to P-Town, right?
No.
Yeah, it's not. I think you might like things about it, but not really as a whole, you know. You know the reason that they fight, though?
Why?
In Massachusetts, I think it's 1 a.m. All the bars close at 1 a.m. That's like a law in Massachusetts. So you have a place like P-Town where you have people coming from Atlanta, D.C., Chicago, New York, and it's very crowded for that week. And it's these small bars and everyone tries to pack into these. So there's like a line around the block for every fucking bar. So you start your night out early, waiting in lines, probably for an hour to get into a shitty bar with a bunch of drunk white people, waiting in line again to get to the front of the bar so you can get one fucking drink. So by the time you get your drink, it's like 12:40 and it's time to go. So you probably had one drink and was spent most of your night in line. And you know how these bitches be. They're not just drunk. So then they probably get in the street and then they go to the pizza place and then they're waiting there and probably another line and they're hungry. Not even drunk, just angry.
Not zooted.
Zooted. And then what happens next? Couldn't be me. I'm ordering in. Ever. Absolutely. I'm ordering in.
You lost me at lining up early. Oh, yeah. Like, I just like, what? Who does that? Like, I just... I can't. That is low-life shit if I've ever heard of it.
2 years in a row, please. Just make it the journos. God. You're doing the most. How you leave vacation bruised up and battered, have your shit rocked.
Rocked.
One of the guys wrote me the next day after the story. I posted it and went viral, you know, because that's how it happens in P-Town and they all start talking about it. It's the talk of the town. And then one of the guys wrote me the next day in a DM. He's like, oh my God, that was me without my shirt on in the video. I was like, oh my God.
You were like,
don't claim that. Just
do you want me to tell my people that? Like, you don't want me to shout you out.
First off, I'm like, that was 24 hours ago. That's late news. You're acting very late telling me this. You should just, you know what? Also, the one in the coochie cutters rocked you. So just eat that and just shut up about it and don't ever mention it again. Hope
that was
no one,
me, but you that got was me,
girl. That was me. That was me. That's like, you know. It's like someone like in the 1983 Academy Awards that like lost for best supporting actress that nobody ever hears from again. It's like, that was me. Yeah, but she didn't win.
Right. So what's the information? So what are we talking about? How are we using this? Right. Yeah. So what are we doing?
Okay, Susan Lucci.
Stop, because she's an icon.
So I went to Fire Island. It was okay. It was kind of messy, you know. I was with Drea was out there. Shout out Ryan.
Okay.
Shout out to Ryan Weaver.
Shout out Drea.
We love Drea.
Andrea.
You know how it is when all us Black people link up.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, I saw you out there trying to be on some Black excellence.
You're trying to inject a little bit of flavor into the...
It was cute, because I saw Wanze. Hi, Wanze.
Wanze was with me. Hi, Wanze. Shout out to Wanze. He's a friend of the pod. We love Wanze.
We live for Wanze.
Wanze was out there, Drea was out there, my friend Ejim, who I don't believe you've met before.
I don't think I've met him, yeah.
I think that Kofi knows him, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Also another one.
Shout out, Kofi.
And Kasan, who I don't think you know also.
Well, yeah, I know him either.
Anyways, Black excellence.
So it was cute.
Really fun.
Black excellence.
Yeah, okay. We had a great, great time. I'm trying to remember some really, like, wild moments that I saw. We didn't go out like that, you know. I'm still, after the Delta variant,
oh, right.
I'm really limiting my time in indoor gatherings. I will do outdoor shit because, you know, I'm on my festival girl shit this summer.
Oh!
I'm very much like, if it's an outdoor thing, I'm like, I'm there. If it turns indoors in a small, enclosed, not really well-ventilated environment, I'm not with it. It's hot. I don't even know why you bitches want to go inside. It's like, we only get a couple of months of summer anyways in New York.
Right. It's weird. But like, I don't know, because I mean, I guess that's where it goes down. I don't know.
Anyways, so yeah, I was just like mostly outdoors doing stuff like that. It was cute. I went to a free Britney party.
Oh, cute. How was it?
It was a free Britney-themed party.
Cute,
Let's talk about it. I had a couple notes for the... We need more brown people on the party planning committees for any parties across the board, just to inject some kind of
flavor, sauce, rhythm.
Okay, so here's the positive things about the party. They had when you walk in, there's like stars, like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you know, and they all had Britney on them to line the path.
Okay.
They had typical streamers. They had a big printout that they'd got, you know, of her face, which is okay.
Okay.
And then everyone was dressed as different, like, iconic moments from Britney's past. You know, one person was dressed as Lucky, you know, with the
gown,
with the robe, with the feathers. One person was Toxic. Another was a circus. There were a couple people that got the assignment, and that's cool. But they ran out of Britney tunes, like, midway through, and they needed to get
more.
What
do you mean, ran out?
Well, I guess they were like, you know, I mean, after 3 hours,
But there's so much. So you're telling me the DJ isn't a real fan. Like, I don't understand.
Also,
the ones that
they were choosing wasn't, like, really hitting. Also, if you are to, like, a lack of, like, bops, always do Britney adjacent. Willa Ford hits no matter what. Willa Ford goes with everything. I want to be
goes
bad.
Goes with everything.
Goes with everything.
Phoebe Dobson goes with everything.
Play it, honestly, play it at my funeral.
Okay. Brooke Hogan goes with everything.
Goes with everything. What are we doing here?
Wow. Okay.
But you know what? There were, like, I think, here's my notes. I would have some easy, like, obvious ones. A step and repeat with a trucker hat that everyone can wear.
Oh.
A step and repeat.
Uh-huh.
Pink plastic bowls of Cheetos would be an obvious one. All the cups, instead of regular solo cups, they should have been green solo cups, and someone should have printed out the Starbucks logo on every single one. So it's like a Frappuccino.
Yeah.
A Jamie Spears pinata full of blow pops.
Yes.
Yep. That would be the grand finale. And then for good measure, we would also have Jamie Lynn Spears, because she could get it too.
She can get it more. And her pinata
don't
can
we
be
forget about
mad.
You.
Yeah. Like, I want that bitch.
Yeah, all day. There's so many things. But those are my notes.
So this was in Fire Island.
And
it was right, so it was so that was one party. And then I feel like I saw like
Wanze had a party.
Okay, that's maybe what I saw.
He had like an evening party.
Okay. Was it cute?
It was cute. There were a lot of people there. I was late. Listen, shout out Wanze. We love you.
What happened at this party? What's wrong with it?
It was like after a drag show and everyone went to, and it was like a moonlight party and they had a DJ and stuff. It was cute. And then it was actually an old house that I used to rent. It's really cute. And I go on, but it was just like, you know, it was the flavor. It wasn't.
It was that. Okay.
And people, you know what? I usually leave when people start getting naked and jumping in the pool. I'm like, all right. Well, so this is where it smells like Badoosie in here. I gotta go.
Oh, yuck.
I'm kidding. Once people start all getting naked and jumping in the pool, I'm like, okay, I'm good. It's late.
Once the water gets milky, I'm okay.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm just okay. I'm like, bye.
I'm totally being, it was a cute party. I could not find a wine opener for 1 hour. So we had to look YouTube how to open a bottle of wine with a shoe. Made it happen, but it's couldn't find the wine opener. People started getting naked. I usually leave when people start getting naked and jumping in the pool. I'm like, I see where this is going. I'm out.
Yeah, like if I'm at a party and like a bunch of male monsters get naked and jump in a pool, I'm automatically being like, oh, this is the first time you've touched water to your body all week, so I'm good. Like,
wow.
I'm out.
You know who's been on a rip for the past month?
What?
Wendy. Shout out to Kim Cattrall. Her brother was missing and was just found dead.
Wait.
But anyways, has anyone seen Sex in the City recently? She's insane. You didn't see that clip? And then did you see the clip of her talking about the TikTok star?
That was crazy.
She's like the roller coaster. Something's
up. She's back on that stuff. Like something's up, and it's like a higher grade of stuff. Cause like it's weird the way she acted.
Yeah. With a straight face.
Right. So I'm like, what is it? Like, I don't know.
Oh, wait. Tell me that you saw the video of Victoria's Secret living for it, of the woman
living. Woo. Like, Karen
and the Victoria's Secret who fucking tried to hit the black woman, but didn't realize she was being filmed doing it, and then has a complete fake mental breakdown. Fake faints, wakes up, chases the woman around Victoria's Secret while saying that the woman is trying to chase her. It is beyond.
It is just like, it's peak white nonsense in like the way that like, we know those white girls. Like we know those bitches and like, they be under deep cover, like hanging out. And then you and Victoria's Secret, ma'am, you fell strategically where your head was cushioned by your purse. So I'm trying to figure out how you fainted. Like,
the way that when she realized she was being filmed, she was holding this maxi dress and tosses it on the register. Like, it was like, couldn't deal with this. I'm not shopping no more. And it's like, all this for free panties. Of course, it takes place at Short Hills Mall.
See,
shout out Morristown, New Jersey. Shout out Morristown. Short Hills
slaps, though. Like, it does. It actually slaps because everything's in there.
Well, so, it doesn't really spool us up because they don't really have a true food court.
Oh, right. But
because they don't want hood bookers hanging out all day in the food court. like the Garden State Plaza. Because they be shooting at the Garden State Plaza.
Girl,
that's why I love the Garden State Plaza. I love Jersey malls.
I am from Atlanta. Every mall they shoot up. So like there is no Lenox is used to be the nice one. Those niggas shoot in there. My mom was literally like, she just was there, and she's like, they have like detectors in that bitch now. Like you can't even go in there because they go in there to settle beef. Like I'm like, why are y'all fighting in Gucci? Like it's weird.
Oh my God.
I can't.
But they don't want it turning into Garden State Plaza, which hits, by the way. Like that's my favorite. Like
if you were a mall, you would be Garden State Plaza.
I was a mall goer.
You would go there, right? Okay, cute.
I just buy everything online now because I don't like people.
I know, it's so much more fun. And plus, like I like buying stuff online because then like if something even slightly goes wrong, I can just like terrorize the customer support because I'm just like, this is better than me like being in a store where I would potentially be getting filmed being crazy. Like I can just do
I'm not trying to have a white person attack me for some
reason. Like I can cuss you out in an email and then like get, that's more fun for me anyway.
Yeah.
So
like, I'm going in on TikTok comments. I'm good.
Right. Like, let me jump in a Yelp review that I made up. Like, I just want to do, that's more fun.
See, the thing is like white people use Yelp though. Black people just use Twitter. Black people use Twitter like white people use Yelp, except Twitter, y'all ain't getting canceled on Yelp. Twitter's, y'all need to get over here with the winning team.
Get over here with Twitter where we shut businesses down.
You really want to cancel a business?
Tag in a competing business if you really want to shut it down.
If you want to get a Groupon. Woo. I just went online shopping too. I just bought some Yeezys.
What are those? What are those?
They're Yeezys.
Wait, why did you buy those?
I don't know.
Because you were feeling some sort of way.
Yeah.
That's like a BBL purchase. Like, it's giving me that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm in my BBL summer. I told you. Every night. Please do not take me to be fronting. Everything I say on here is real. That is a bad disclaimer. Actually, that is false. No, it's true.
That is false.
So yeah, that video hits. We love it. Keep up the good work, everybody.
Keep up the good work. Keep filming these crazies. I need it.
Keep going. We're going to have so much more this summer, I'm sure. Potomac.
I mean, hits. Three episodes in, shitting on two the entire episodes season in. Of...
Oh, it's only two.
I was looking at the sneak preview clips for next week, so I'm already...
Because you be fiending, because it's that good.
Like, from the door. Like, yeah. I was just like... I mean, as much as she's irritating me, like, Wendy literally has a whole new personality because she has a new
obsessed. Yeah.
But I'm obsessed BBL with it because it's like...
BBL behavior.
It, yes!
If that's, guys, Wendy is literally...
You guys, that's an example of BBL behavior. Watch Wendy on this season of Potomac. That's what they do.
Yep.
Like... Came in so hot, dizzy, but like also was like, I'm it. Now she's a candle business. Who is she? Like, I'm just like, wait a minute.
She needs to chill out and go make some fucking candles and stop fucking, like, she is so pressed by Mia's pressed existence.
For Mia.
And Mia, normally, I would not like her. Like, I'd be like, oh, she's a fake ass bitch, but.
No, not on there.
Not a name. I'm here. I'm Team Mia. Right. Like, I love it.
Mia's giving us space. Those bitches twisted up. Like, they're.
She's beautiful. Showed up. She showed up and she's like, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, she, I know that she's, it's all fake. She's definitely not a, probably a CEO, but she's an expert, which we love.
Love. Who cares? Love. So
yeah,
is Mia. Who cares?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, I mean, like, what are we doing?
Yeah. I love Mia.
Love, she's bringing exactly what they need. Like, yes, to the point where, like,
the flavor that we need right now.
Being Team Monique, I don't even miss Monique because Mia is literally bringing everything that they needed. That
I wonder if Mia and Monique would have gotten along.
I think so.
You think so?
Because like they're both giving me like, oh, I had like actual money and work, so like I'm not interested in this nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they would rock with each other. Plus, I feel like Mia's husband would hang out with Chris. Like, I can see.
Yeah, like, they just get like, yeah.
They're giving me like a they would be friends vibe.
Uncle, yeah.
But like, Karen is sitting more than she sits every season. She just looks so
better,
good.
Better and better. Better.
The it just, that interview.
Doing chores.
Wendy, oh my God, incredible.
Doing chores, and she's wearing like a little jumpsuit, and her hair is laid, and obsessed.
I love that she got Ray together because he's on camera all the time now.
She said, now look here. Now this season, you're not about to play me, okay? You about to redo, we're going to do over, and you about to act like you love me. You better act right when these cameras show up.
It's that Jackie Christie meme where she's like, you gassing me, like every episode.
Yes,
like,
I love it.
I love it.
Ashley's baby looks like, you know what?
Stop, because you know what? I don't do that. Like, unless it's a white person's baby. And since she's black, I'm not. No, stop, because because I like Ashley.
I really do. I love Ashley. Yes.
You know who I want to drop into this current lineup?
Who?
Katie. like,
where is she? Katie? Obsessed. Like, obsessed.
Katie, yeah. But I feel like Katie and Mia would get along for some reason.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Katie's a cool character, though. She gets along with everybody unless you fuck with her. Really? Honestly?
I truly would love to see where she is right now. Like, is she okay? Like, I just need to know.
Last time I saw her, she had blue contacts in on Instagram. I'm good. So she better come back onto the natural side. I don't know what's going on over there. She looked like she had blonde hair and blue contacts last time I saw her.
Wait, she had blonde hair?
A blonde wig.
Oh my God, can she please come on with that? Like, I want all of that. Like, I just need.
She'll give those fucking green eyed bandits grief.
They grief, she had them.
Imagine being pressed. Team green eyed bandits.
Are there any of you out there?
Drea is, Ryan Weaver is, naturally. He loves them. We were in Fire Island, and I had some people over on the rooftop on Sunday to watch the sunset why did I kick everyone out for Potomac? I said, okay, y'all gotta go. Ryan, come downstairs, let's watch Potomac. And we kicked everyone out so that we could watch Potomac.
But they didn't want to watch Potomac?
Yeah, a lot of, you know, people don't.
A lot of, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. It's giving racism, honestly.
It's a lot of this.
Yeah, it's if you watch every other franchise except for Atlanta and Potomac,
you're a bigot.
What did you say? We're gonna make America great again. You want to lynch black people? What? Oh no! You agree with the Texas Senate voting to
three-fifths compromise? I can't.
No, like, I can't.
You're really,
yeah. If you don't watch Potomac at this point, you're really telling on yourself. You're really
because it's like,
yourself.
How could you make a case to not? It's literally the only show giving us anything.
Anything. Like, it's the best one.
Between Potomac and Jersey, like, I'm good. Like, I don't really need, like, it's like they're bringing so much. I mean, and then Salt Lake, honestly, which Jersey is like, I will never
eating up. But
Salt season. Lake, Jersey, and like, they're covering the region. Like, I'm good.
Let me tell you, this season of Jersey, it's going to be hot and rough. They're like, it's crazy. They're already fighting. The girls aren't talking. It's all over the place. They're in the shore. People are.
I don't even know what's happening, but I'm Team Teresa.
Yes.
Don't need to know. Love don't it. Care. Team Teresa.
Jersey's crazy because someone could be so fucking wrong and you'll still be like, love it. Love it for your mess because I love it.
Jersey's where you could like always Teresa, but it doesn't matter because she's always right. Like,
yeah, they get old school values. I'm like, girl, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. But yes, I'm here for it. Yep.
Because that means I'm also, if you're Team Teresa, you're Team Dolores. So it's fine. Like, yeah. I'm good.
I'm wherever Dolores is. I'm usually riding with her in the car. Where are you going? You leaving? All right, I'm going with Dolores.
And Jennifer. Honestly, Jennifer's it. I live for her.
Yeah, she's got some surgeries.
She
did. She's got her nose done and a chin implant.
I saw that picture. I was like, who is this? But like, it's giving looks BBL. Great. Like, it's giving.
Didn't
like,
need it. It was gorgeous before.
But it's beautiful now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, just she knew this. Yeah, it was cute.
Elevated. Like, yeah. I don't want to hear any of this. She looks really lovely. I'm here for it. Potomac is definitely that bitch. I'm still confused why Robin is there, but okay.
She is like, too.
She's not sure. Juan ate you up on camera. Giselle's kids ate her up on camera. I'm just like, I don't know like what like y'all are on here for besides to like embarrass yourselves every season.
Juan ate you up in the frozen yogurt shop.
With his mask on when you had none on.
Like, you're not getting married. Oh, wait. When Karen looked at her at that dinner and said, I'm having a real wedding.
That?
I had to get up and I said, Brian, pause it. I have to... I know.
Because the way she dismissed her, she barely looked over there. So I was just like, I can't, because she did it with a hand and was like, and Robin was so dizzy, she had to like circle back. She's like, wait, what did you mean? Girl, we moved on.
The way
on.
That
like,
Karen doesn't care about you, but will look your way and just immediately cut you and then turn right back around. Karen doesn't give a fuck about Robin. She's not interested in anything Robin has to say. As far as she's concerned, she is part of the staff, the production staff. She's
Robin just like, Robin. On production.
I know, like, they're going to cut over. Robin's going to be holding one of those gaffer the little mics.
Robin's a boom operator. Like, no one else, like, that's it. Like,
Robin's part of wardrobe. That's why Giselle looked like that.
Giselle, when she called Giselle, when she said Giselle had a hot box, I was like, I'm done. I was I'm like, done. This is a I'm lot. Done.
This is
I a was lot. Like, Karen is, I'm like, Giselle, you think that you have something, and I know you're trying to set it up, that like you're about to spray Karen, like, we're not interested.
I'm not interested. First off, there's nothing you could tell me about Karen. It's not going to make me stand her more. Like, if you
right.
tell me that
like,
she's broke again,
I'm
going to be like, yeah, I'm like, she's so crazy. Like, I love it. Like, there's nothing you could tell me. She's cheating? Okay, good. Because Ray was treating her like shit last season. I'd hope that she was.
So he's like, good. Yeah. He deserved it. Like, what next?
I'm very much team cheat right back. Like, I do. Right. Like, yeah. Like, we don't discuss that enough. Women, listen to me. If he's cheating on you, cheat right on back.
Bitch, I'm team cheat if I smell it in the air. Like, I don't need to confirm it. Like, make me even think you would play me. I'm cheating. So it's like, good. Bye.
So you're not telling me anything about Karen. It's going to not make me love her more. Nice try, Giselle. Nice try. Worry about them outfits. Really
Worry about why you have not, there's been no growth. Worry about why your kids run you and think you're embarrassed.
Into the ground.
How about that?
Worry that about the west really wing of your house.
Stop.
That looks like a Monopoly piece added on to your garage of a house.
Wow.
Spend all that money on the fucking closet.
I mean, what about Candace and her mom playing her via FaceTime?
Okay, but the house looks nice. Candace's house looks really nice. And you know it's that Candace cute. Is obsessed with the show, so she makes sure. Oh, she made hell and high water. Candace made sure she's based in Potomac City Limits.
But, like, who's paying for it?
I don't know.
It's giving Chateau Thelma, and, like, I really need to, like... It's like, is it her mom?
I bet at this point, though, Candace probably makes a really good coin on this show because she's been on for four seasons. Does. She's probably leveraged. Although people dislike her, she probably was able to leverage the way that people don't dislike her. Because, I mean, you need her back on the show. You can't really have her get rocked on camera like that last season and then have her disappear. Bye.
Like, they have to have her come.
Yeah, back. And she makes a good villain. You know what I mean? So
I'm warming to her now. Like, I watched her little section. Like, I'm not mad at her. I just feel like I need her to get past. Once her and Kara sit down and that shit's over, like, I need them. I'm like, I don't want to keep talking about this fight, girl.
Yeah. I like them all. I'll drag them all. Like, even just all. Like, but the fake ass bitch in me is drawn to Candace, and I love that she's there. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, you said it. So. Yeah.
Everybody plays their position on this show. It's perfect. Everybody has their point.
I go up for Wendy more this season than I did last season, and she's being a fake ass bitch. So
But it's not like Beverly Hills, which is giving like I don't care, like, you know, lock Erica up ASAP.
I will tune in when they put cuffs on that bitch. Otherwise, I don't want to watch it. Like, I don't care. Like, I really like I don't know who's. I'm on team Garcelle and Kathy. Like, that's it. Like, I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, Kathy is giving me, like, a whole different brand of housewife. I didn't know I need it because the bitch is kooky as fuck. But it's, like, also, like, it's, like, an elevated kooky because she's, like, I don't even need to really be here. So, like,
She don't even know what day of the week it is. Like, I bet if you ask Kathy about her months, she don't even know the months. Like, I'm serious. She don't even know, like, what order they go on because when you're that wealthy... You're so divorced from reality. Like, this bitch don't even know. She said, who's Hunky Dory? Who's Hunky Dory?
Dead.
She don't know nothing. Like, she's like, it's like that time when someone asked Mariah Carey about like water bill or something. And Mariah Carey was literally like, I don't know what a water bill is. Do people pay for water? I'm like, see, that's when you're that wealthy for that long, you don't know what basic things are. And that's where Kathy is. Kathy's not living on Earth One with us.
Kathy is where Jeff Bezos was trying to go. And like, she's like, no, turn around.
Yeah.
Like,
she said, you can't get into my gated community. Turn right back around. Turned his little jet back around with his cowboy hat.
Sorry, you think you're hot shit, not over here.
Yep.
Kathy not knowing Dorit's name, just, I was just like.
Oh, she don't know nobody on this fucking show's name.
Nobody.
At all. Yeah.
Nope. Like, it's everything to me. Like, her. And Garcelle, and I don't hate Kyle this season. So it's like,
sitting in the cut.
Because Kyle, like, she grounds the show. I get it now.
Yeah.
I just want Denise back with this line.
I want LVP and Denise back to eat everybody.
And I want Camille back so she can eat up Dorit. Like,
I think we're counting down the days till LVP comes back. I think LVP has been watching all this shit happen and
she's coming back.
She's going to come back. Mark my words. Because she doesn't have... Anything else going on? Villa Blanca closed.
Yeah, I noticed.
You pass it. It's closed down.
Boarded up.
Tore up terrible for optics.
And the dog place is getting people sick, so they're about to close.
What happened there? Wait, what's going on?
There was an article. Somebody was like, the dog gave her monkeypox or something. I don't know. They're about to close.
Allegedly. We don't know that.
They're about to close it. Allegedly, the dogs are like, the dogs are infested and it's a problem. So I don't know. Like,
oh my God.
So that's about to be closed. Since we've been back popping, I don't really see people at Pump like that. Like, they don't really be, like, it's not the spot.
Who the fuck is hanging out at Pump? Get a life.
No people, tourists?
Oh my God, it's still so bad. What if someone listening goes to Pump?
I'm sure a lot of people.
Is there good food there?
No. These are the, oh. I'm sure a lot of these bitches go to Sir too because they're pressed to see those birds and it's whack. The food.
I don't like Vanderpump Rules. I don't like any of that shit. Don't bring that shit around me. I like Summer House. I'm a Summer House girl. Like, I want, like, if, the, if,
I'm
like,
a summer
if there was
house
a Lover
girl,
Boy
like,
bar, I would go to the Lover Boy bar. I'm not going to Sir.
You're not going to Tom Tom. You're like,
I'm going to Tom Tom. I'm with Lover Boy. I'm hanging out with Sierra. I'm fucking, you know what I mean? I'm hanging out with Paige.
I'm obsessed with Paige.
But yeah. Lindsay's running around drunk somewhere dancing on a table. I'm there. Like, that's where I'm at.
Yelling at the man du jour. Like, I live for
this.
We're
going to get drunk
girl.
And go to Montauk, end of the world. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm not hanging out in West Hollywood with a bunch of nobodies that are like waiters / actors pretending, like, no. I'm hanging out with a bunch of like, you know, junior level marketing execs that moonlight as reality show stars getting drunk all the time on wine.
It's
coolers.
A bot.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm trying to like figure out how we're going to like bot to Montauk next summer and like be on the Summer House show because like I really
Absolutely.
Feel like they need the flavor.
Absolutely.
So, like,
we show up at the after
party.
We will
show up at all the events outside of the house.
Oh, I know the producers now. We in.
Get it
I know
cracked.
One of the producers.
I'm in.
Met him this summer. We're in.
If y'all wanted to get real
I'm
cute
Stevie.
Out there.
What's up? Y'all got an extra room? Because we can turn this motherfucker up.
We can. I'll air that bitch out every night. It'll be cracking in there.
They already started filming, by the way, for the summer.
Wait, have they filmed? They finished filming the joint one, right? The one with the Southern Charm people?
Yeah, I'm not okay. I'll watch it, but.
Bitch, it's going to be messy. I'm impressed.
Okay, I'll watch it. All right.
It's going to hit. For this. Okay, right. I'm excited too. I love the Summer House Girls. I love that whole show. It makes no sense why I love it that much, but I'm obsessed with it.
Well, listen, let's talk about some other Bravo stuff. I want to talk to you about Real Housewives of Miami.
A couple shows coming back.
Yep. Tell the people where to follow you on social media, even though they already do know. Remember to keep
You can follow me at Mr. Lawhorn, MR.LAWHORNE on Instagram, and Mr. Lawhorn. MRLAWHORNE on Twitter. Get it cracking more over there. I'm currently fighting somebody right now.
You are?
Yeah.
Who?
It's black on black crime. So
oh,
it's
no.
more interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I teamed up with some other black Twitter folks. We're trying to fire somebody. So.
Y'all, please. I can't. Oh my God. You know where to find me on social media. Listen, come listen to this bonus episode. It's going to be just as fiery, maybe more messy.
Probably more messy.
More messy.
Let me start drinking. Hold on.
Okay, while he's getting a drink, you guys can subscribe to the bonus episode by going to patreon.com/thebelist. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Make sure you go to the iTunes page, leave a rating and a nice review. And I love you guys. It's good to be back. I took a little time off last week just to go to Fire Island. I'm back. I'm fired up.
It is.
Let's see. I'll see you guys in a minute. Bye.
Bye.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.